Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. What an hour we have in store for you. Thanks for hanging out. Perhaps your first day listening to the show, or maybe you've been trying to win over and over and over again, and you've said, if I don't win today, I'm done with these losers. Well, maybe it's your chance right now. We got tickets for you to go see Mumford & Sons Hollywood Bowl shows on June 12th, which I remember when Marcus Mumford was sitting right there in this studio, right in that seat right there, and he told us about this show at the Bowl. It always feels so far away. June 12th. We will probably won't be here then, but enjoy that. And now here we are,
it's a few weeks
away, and we get you into the show at the Bowl, and potentially you end up with your own box right up front, plus you get to meet the band and get a signed banjo. That's a real hipster flex. So we got that coming up for you right now. Call it 20 this hour on the show as well. Netflix announced a bunch of new stuff coming. We'll get into a round of Netflix or Notflix to celebrate a brand new month of June. Let's see how well you are at determining real shows versus ones we've made up, and a bunch of other stuff that we have planned for you this hour as well on K-Rock. So let's go ahead and start by making someone a winner. 19 disappointed people puts us on a guy named Mark. Mark, good morning.
Yo, Sweet Divots.
Sweet Divots, you are caller 20.
All right, yeah, first in, let's go.
You will be at the Hollywood Bowl at the very least with some seats, but potentially end up with even better seats.
And a banjo.
And so get ready. I don't know how many banjos you currently have in your collection. How many?
I have zero, but I'd love to add one.
All right. You could get one signed by the band and meet the boys. Hold on. You're the first winner. Another chance coming up at noon on K-Rock. So I've got more evidence that my wife is actually trying to kill me, and she is hiding this all under the guise that she's doing wellness. She's on a wellness, not, she doesn't use the
rat term. Poison. It's really good for you.
It's organic. Rat poison. You know, she's always doing these new things, like, I'm going to go work out inside of an infrared sauna.
Which, I don't know how she knows about these trends, because they seem to come and go so quickly. I don't know how she can keep up.
All I know is she does them behind my back oftentimes, and then occasionally she'll say, hey, you should come do this thing with me, and the three times I've actually gone with her on whatever these dumb things were, every time it's like me struggling for survival, including the whole cold plunge thing that she was going to get into.
Well, you've been doing that. You're also doing her Pilates classes with her, aren't you?
No, I did it. She does this not the one. She does two different types of Pilates. One of them is inside of a hot room, like a sweat box.
Where's the gay drop, guys?
And she said,
gang.
Right.
People are going to hate me. I love the gays so much.
Pull that clip, too. It'd be her fighting with herself. She asked me, she goes, hey, I'm going to go do this thing for I don't even know these words.
Lymphatic drainage?
So I don't even know what she's saying. It means nothing. She might as well be speaking in a completely different language.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do this thing for lymphatic drainage.
Well, apparently, when you feel puffy.
Right.
You need the lymphatic drainage to anti-puffy.
So I said to her, oh, you're going to take a leak. That's what I thought she meant, lymphatic drainage. I thought that was like a nice...
Women have lymphatics, yeah. I don't know, I thought that was lady
like a,
problems.
I thought that was like a feminine way of saying...
go drain your lymphatics.
Like a guy was going to say, I'll take a leak, and a woman's like, I'm going to go lymphatic drainage. And I was like, all right, yeah, you got to take a leak, that's cool. She goes, no, I'm going this thing this thing I heard. It's always something she heard about. I don't even know if she sees on TikTok. She hears about it. So I go, nah, I'm good. And she goes, come on, you never want to go with me on these things. I go, because
they're terrible and expensive.
It always feels like you're trying to kill me. It's what it feels like. Whatever these things are that you think are pleasurable or good for the long term are things that I think are actually going to kill me.
And what is this one, like a body wrap? Because sometimes I think they're just mummifying you.
Okay, I go to this place with her. So Lobo, I try to fight it off, and she goes, come on, just come. And I go, fine, I go with her. They ask me, so I'm sitting in the lobby of a...
spa.
It's not a spa. It looks like the lobby of a doctor's office is what it looks like.
Oh, okay, yeah. But, so it's like one of those places where you can get liquid IVs and stuff?
I think they do all that stuff. They got this menu, and most of the stuff on there might as well be in another language because I don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
And the person comes out, and my wife goes, he's going to do the lymphatic, you shouldn't say drainage, some other thing, I forget. And the person goes, great, put these on. And I go, excuse me? And they gave me a pair of pants to put on in the waiting room. Over my pants. Just
is
pants.
It the pants that get all puffy?
Okay, so low. I don't
those
know.
Those are hilarious.
So hold on. I don't know what's about to happen. I just know she tells me to put on these pants.
Yeah, it's like wearing clown pants.
In
and
my
all of a sudden,
head,
your legs are
in
huge.
My head, I think that it's going to be like a sauna, like it's going to be warm sauna pants or something.
No.
All of a sudden, this person hits a button.
It's like your legs turn into a bounce house.
And the pants go. And they get like comically large.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, as they're getting hilariously big, they are squeezing my nuts, all parts of my leg, but I don't think I put them on right. So also they're squeezing my nuts.
Yeah, so it's the pressure.
And the pressure is going like harder and harder. Like I feel like, oh, here we go. This is how she's finally
slowly
gonna do
suffocating
it.
You.
She's suffocating me from the legs.
She's making
up.
Your D not work anymore.
And I'm like, and I look, and I'm laughing first of all because it's hilarious looking. I don't even know what these things are, and I think it's like a prank. I'm like, oh, these are prank pants. And she's like, no, that's what it is.
Finally, wellness has come to my territory.
I like this prank. You
wear these funny bounce house.
And she goes, no, this is what you do now. And I go, what do I do? She goes, you sit like this now, and it's going to...
You sit like that for like 20 minutes or something.
I go, how long? She goes, 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I said, I'm out. I said, pop me. I want to get out of these things right now. Where's the deflate switch?
Mm-hmm.
So she, at this point, it's really... To a point, it's uncomfortably, like it goes from being funny to like, I don't like this at all. And she goes, well, it won't work if you take them off now. And I go, it's never going to work. Look, I'm not looking to do lymphatic drainage
here.
Yes,
because I think somebody just goes, here's a concept I've read about. Why don't I create balloon pants that then, you know, compress your legs, and I'll just tell everybody it does lymphatic drainage, and I'll charge $50 a pop for it, and
so
people make money doing it.
So I say, is there any, and there's no one there, by the way, so it's just me and her sitting now behind a curtain
in
a waiting
done?
Room. She was going to do the same thing, but apparently they, not with pants, funny pants, they just wrap a thing around her. Her thing looked normal. She just had like a vet,
wrap.
Looked like a world wrestling, like a WWE championship belt kind of that was wrapped around her. And it didn't even inflate that big at all. So it just looked normal. And meanwhile, I'm like looking like I'm in the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. And there's no one coming to help. And I'm hitting all the buttons to try to deflate it. Nothing deflates it. In fact, I make it go tighter. So then I decide I'm going to get up and walk to find help.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And these pants, you can't really walk in it because the legs, I think like a fat person in corduroys, the legs are just like pushing together. I'm walked to the front area where there was someone a moment ago. There's no one there now. And I'm just going, hello? Is there anyone here that can deflate me? And she's going, sit down. You're going to ruin this because it's like,
you're going to ruin your suffocation. Sit back down.
You're almost dead. just sit down. So finally someone comes out and goes, what's going on? I go, I hate everything about this. Can you take these pants off me? And they go, well, wellness isn't for everybody. That's what they said.
Wellness isn't for, they're right. It's not for you.
You know what? That is my passion.
Nope.
J-Rock, we are Clint Ellie's show. Once a month when Netflix debuts new stuff, which is usually right around the beginning of a new month, we like to share some of the cool shows coming, some that sound ridiculous and preposterous and are actually real. The first time many people ever heard about Squid Games ever was when I mentioned it during a round of Netflix or Notflix, and people thought it was so preposterous sounding when I described the show that I believe the contestant said Notflix.
And it is the most watched show in the world.
Most watched show, I think, in the history of the entire world ever. So clearly, listen closely because this will help you determine how you should spend your time and what things are completely made up. But we wish for real. It's time for Netflix. Or potentially the exact opposite, Notflix.
Not!
I give you the description. You just tell us, is it a real show, in which case Netflix, or is it made up? The number to join and play the game is 800-520-1067. We will start with Mark in Encino and make our way up and down these phones until we find ourselves a winner. And I'm not sure what we have to give you, but they'll find something in the back to take care of you with. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Three dibs.
All right. It was supposed to be a luxury cruise, but for the 4,000 passengers and crew on board, the reality proves catastrophically different. After an engine room fire destroyed everything, the toilets could no longer flush. Soon, raw sewage leaks all over the ship, food supplies start dwindling, and passengers begin to revolt. This is called Train Wreck Poop Cruise. Is that Netflix or is that Notflix?
Netflix.
You think that's a real show called Poop Cruise?
Notflix.
Oh, he's changing his answer to Notflix. Show me Notflix!
There is a show about a poop cruise?
That is a real show that is coming to Netflix this month, and it debuts...
The premise sounds good, but the name sounds ridiculous.
June, it is the real name of the... Not didn't make up a thing here. That is the real name of the show, and it comes on June 24th to Netflix.
Wow.
It's called Trainwreck Poop Cruise. All about, apparently, some luxury cruise where the toilet stopped working,
it's
and that is the name.
It's using Trainwreck, too.
I know. I think that's the series they do, maybe. I think there's a few of them. But this is the first one that is, actually, if you want to know, Allie, it's Volume 1, Episode 3, and it's called Poop Cruise. That is coming on June 24th, and that is not a made-up Netflix show. That is a real one. Let's say hi to George in Long Beach. George, welcome to Netflix or Notflix.
Hey, Sweet Dibbit.
Sweet Dibbit, here we go. Just tell us, is this real or did we make it up? Can one sperm donor pick their actual child out of a room full of children for a chance to win $50,000 for themselves and free college for their kid? This show is called Goose Your Daddy.
Oh.
Man, that sounds too good to be true. I'm going to say Netflix.
Says Notflix, but I would definitely watch a show called Goose Your Daddy,
does
wouldn't
that
you?
That sound too good to be true, does
too,
it?
Too good
yeah.
to be
too
true.
Good.
Show me Notflix.
Not!
Yeah, didn't think of that one yet, did you, Netflix? But I'll sell it to you for $20. Any of these ideas are available for $20 purchase. You can have them and run with them and make your millions.
I would be able to pick my donor out of a lineup.
You would be able to pick your donor out of a lineup, you think?
I think so.
But do you think your donor... would be able to pick your, if he had your son in a room with a bunch of other kids aged 2 to 7 years old, and he had to figure out by looking at everyone in the room, let's say there's 50 kids in the room. You think
oh,
he
that's
could,
so many.
10. Let's say 10 okay, kids. Okay. You think he could pick your kid out of the group and say, that's my kid?
Oh, God, that's so tough because I don't know what he looks like.
Who's your
must,
daddy?
Now I like it. Am I going to win $50,000?
Let's say hi to Kyle. Good morning, Kyle. Welcome to Netflix or Notflix on K-Rock. How goes it?
Oh, good. How you doing?
All right. Just tell us, is this a real show? Did we make it up? The owner of a struggling bakery finds out that his wife has left him for his brother. So to get revenge, he tries to sleep with her brother in a show called Pie Sexual.
Ooh.
Is that Netflix or is that Notflix?
I'd say Notflix.
All right. They do a lot of these drama stories, people sleeping with each other. I know what Vanessa would call that show, for sure. Guy tries to sleep with someone else's brother. But let's find out, is it Netflix or is it Notflix?
Not!
That's not a real show. Pie-sexual is not real.
Comes from the mind of Kevin Klein.
It could be, though. You would think they would up their Pride shows for June, but apparently they didn't care about Pride Month at all.
No.
Let's add Gustavo. Gustavo, good morning.
Did you see that? Sweet
Divots. Listen to this. On board of an airplane is 700 kilograms of cocaine stored in 26 suitcases.
Cool.
None of the passengers have the profile of an international drug smuggler, so no one knows who the luggage belongs to. But through the course of this show, we will figure out who the suitcases belong to. The show is called Cocaine Air, Smugglers at 30,000 Feet.
Cool.
Is that Netflix or is that Notflix?
This is definitely Netflix.
Show me definitely Netflix. It is definitely Netflix. They love a good drug smuggling story, and that one debuts on the 11th of June, and it's called Cocaine Air.
That sounds great.
That is Vanessa's favorite airline.
That's my
also.
Kind of competition show.
I should point out. Well, three people were able to correctly predict what is Netflix, what is Notflix, who is going to win themselves a random prize from the back office at K-Rock.
Let's go with Gustavo.
Gustavo, congratulations. Your knowledge of all things Netflix, Notflix results in you winning. Let's see. We're going to give away 700 kilograms of cocaine.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yay!
Prize is subject to change, so hold on for probably something that's worth a lot less than that. For your Klein Alley Show, this is K-Rock. Good morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, this is Role Model, and this is my song, Sally When the Wine Runs Out. And you're listening to Klein Alley Show on K-Rock.
Let's take care of that real quick for you. Hold on. There we go. Problem solved.
Nice.
All right, let's do this.
So my close one.
Man, sneak up on you. Can't believe you can't hear him coming on horseback.
Just got sallied.
All right, that'll do it for us. Nicole Alvarez will be in here, I would imagine, in moments. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Another chance for you to go see Mumford & Sons at the Bowl again at noon, then 3 at 6, 3 and 6 with Kevin Ryder. If you got takeaways from today's show, now would be a great time to bring them to us on the text line. You can also get them in to us on the chat happening live on YouTube. Net bangers, and you can also call them in, I guess, but usually we just get to the text messages before we get officially out of here. Tomorrow, we'll be back with more chances for you to hop on that K-Rock VIP riser at Cali Vibes this weekend in Long Beach. Great lineup there. A lot of bangers. Cypress Hill. I mean, the lineup is stacked, Ali. I was looking at this a moment ago. Super jealous. Look at this thing. You got the Kid Cudi or Kid Cutie, as you once called them. Yeah. Dirty Heads. Slightly Stupid. Ludacris.
Ludacris.
So it's a stacked lineup. Cypress Hill as well. Our former friend from former Sublime Rome will be there, and there's many, many others.
Former
so,
Sublime Rome?
Rome, a formerly Sublime with Rome will be there. I'm not sure how to refer to Rome anymore.
I think it's anyway, just symbol now.
It's just Rome. Anyway, that'll all be happening. We'll get you in again tomorrow. Just be listening for that and more of those Mumford & Sons tickets as well. All right, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
All right, 9259, my takeaway is okay, keychains.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of okays. A lot of takeaways.
Okay, Lexus. Okay, Lexus.
Yeah, I know. Vanessa.
How Vanessa does not have a Lexus endorsement after this show, I cannot believe.
She
Scott,
was the star of... To be the star of Pride is very incredible, especially as a straight woman, but well done. You
won.
Did it.
You won Pride. 818, my takeaway is bye, Chick-fil-A. These are all buys. A lot of them are different.
Gross. Bye, Chick-fil-A.
All right. She said a lot of stuff out the streets. You don't remember, Vanessa, you don't remember any of this?
I remember and don't remember.
Great.
All right.
What?
Well said.
What?
That's my takeaway. I remember and don't remember.
Yeah. 818, my takeaway is there's good money in selling Ozempic.
Sell the Ozempic with the shady doctors. That's where it's at.
213, my takeaway is there's no bigger hipster flex than a signed banjo. And 909, my takeaway, the lesbian national anthem is the Home Depot theme song.
Yeah, we learned a lot today's show. If you missed it, check out the complete show wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for subscribing, sharing with a few people. If you could, even leave a little review, good, bad, or otherwise, helps us to hashtag grow the show. Some people found our show recently because they said it was recommended to them. They didn't even know about the show. They said it was recommended not from a person, but through iTunes or whatever. It was recommended. You may like this.
iTunes.
Yeah, I don't know who would have possibly recommended it, but then they started listening and now they're hooked. So thank you for doing your part. What's your takeaway, Jake the Nerd?
Giving a lesbian the D means building her a deck.
That's all you got to do. Lesbian wants the D. It means the deck. Wants to build it. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is if you wait for number 69 to be called out at a food place, you're a pervert.
Yeah, there's not going to call 69. And that listener that called us earlier had a cautionary tale with his wife that he is a sexual deviant. If you don't know what we're talking about, you should check out the complete show. All of these will make sense. And sometimes people hear the takeaways first, then go back and figure out what they mean later in the show. It's a great way to do it as well. Benjamin Buttons it. Omar, takeaway?
Okay.
Thank you. Well said. We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll try to do it better. We'll do some Stonagories tomorrow as well. We couldn't get to it today, so we'll give you potheads a chance for some bragging rights. Have a great day. What is a succulent, says 626. Great takeaway. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.